on the meeting today. We will continue back to the public hearing portion of item number one. Just as a summary, we're left off where we were discussing the model home complex condition number 15 and 16. Even though 16 was the one that was brought up with a question from the applicant, it also caused a discussion of model home complex in general and the required parking. So I believe Mr. Zagara has a redirect on that, which we would like to have put into the public record. And if the applicant is amenable to that, we can possibly revise those conditions. So Mr. Zagara.
Yes, thank you, Zoning Administrator Alonzo. So staff looked at the zoning code, Orange County zoning code, and what does trigger the requirements for a parking lot is the inclusion of a temporary real estate office that's going to be a function of the model sales complex. So staff is recommending that we redraft the wording of the conditions of approval, as well as the section in the staff report that discusses the model home complex, to elaborate on the fact that this will not have a real estate office, therefore will not trigger the parking requirements as required in the zoning code. And we could provide a draft, redrafted conditions and that section of the staff report to the ZA for review.
So I would, just during the public hearing portion of this meeting, I would like the applicant to concur with that suggested revision to the staff report, page 13. We'll kind of rewrite the model complex to not indicate that it is in compliance as the zoning regulations required in 7-9-136, because that would trigger the parking. So we'll fix that. Our staff is considering updating that, and then having a better defined model use of sales, model use, I guess, on how you're doing to address the pandemic, and then also that there would be no public on-site use and then only by appointment only. And then one other thing I would like to add is maybe a potential of using the garage space that you have, if there was, to identify for parking, because someone is going to drive there even during an appointment time. So just for a safety reason and kind of to balance meeting the requirements, I would like to propose that as well. So is that something that the applicant is amenable to, for staff to redraft the conditions and then update the staff report? And that would be you, Mr. Peegley. Just being clear, I'm speaking
to you. Yes, of course.
Okay.
Then, yeah, I was waiting for Jay to reply. Okay. Yes, and I do thank you guys for thinking this over and coming to this conclusion. Okay. So I truly appreciate it.
Okay. And then Mr. Bullock, because you are the official applicant on the stated on the staff report, I want to be sure that Rancho Mission Viejo is also in concurrence with this revise.
Yes,
revision.
Thank you. And the reason I deferred is that Derek and builders are really the ones that know how they want it to live, but that makes sense to me as a planner and a developer, but being a builder, I wanted his thumbprint of approval on it.
Okay. All right. Does anybody have any other comments before I close the public hearing?
Well, I just a question, perhaps.
Sure.
So what can we do today then? Is it really, what will today's action be?
So once I close the public hearing, I'll be happy to do that. But I think what my proposal is going to be that we would revise the condition of approval. I do have latitude in the code that would allow me to, just like a revised plan could be submitted within 10 days, as long as you guys get a revised condition that is in line with what we've discussed and agreed to here today, that would be my proposal.
That sounds great. I think
so. With that, you'd be willing to accept the conditions of approval, because you'll be included in that.
Yeah,
those revisions.
Okay. And that I know that timing is always essential, but I think even if it were to have to go to the next hearing, that was what I was.
Yeah, I would prefer not to have to continue an item for something like this, because one, there's no members of the public that were actively here today.
Yeah.
There's really no controversy other than our succinctness and understanding of what the mobile home complex and the regulations that are referred to in our zoning code and the staff report. So I think that's more of like a cleanup amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
But since I do have you on public record, Mr. J, Bullock, I would probably just ask that as the representative of Rancho Mission Viejo that you guys take this as an action item going forward and ensure that the builders have this understanding and that you we don't have staff reports or staff put in this position again to have to modify that. So we'll take that on as an action in our at the zoning code level too with our managers in planning.
Yeah.
But I think this was a good exercise today too to kind of just vet that out. If this is the direction that you wish to go,
yeah,
or you have been going, let's just make sure that it's not in the staff report that's asking for a deviation and it's not identified as a deviation. So thank you. All right, so with that, I'm gonna go ahead and close the public hearing. So kind of we kind of precluded what my action would be today, and that's fine. I don't mind. It's not like it's a body member of five people that I have to vote with, so it's me. So today, so I can vote with myself on this one. So as you saw or heard in the actual public hearing, I am going to move to go ahead and approve this item with this conditions, well, as stated, as recommended in the staff report. And on as agendized, but I am going to ask that there's a modification to condition of approval 15 and also 16 to be provided to me within no later than 10 days, similar to like a revised plan requirement for our approval. And it needs to be in line with what we discussed today about the model use, identify the parking potential in one of the garages of the sites, just so that there is at least parking for those for an appointment of some nature, and then also to address the comments that the applicant brought up about more definitive on like group showings or so that wouldn't trigger another planning application. So let's just maybe have a modified letter from the applicant to explain that in agreement with the conditions, and then just submit the conditions to me. And as long as we're in line with what was approved today, this item action can be considered approved. All right, so that takes us off of the agenda items today. I see no other members of the public online or in the room, so we can basically move to adjourn this meeting, so this meeting is closed. Thank you everyone again for your time. I really appreciate it, and stay safe. Thanks. Thank you.